Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor James Bonnick. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 through 45. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go to the next towns, that I may preach there also. For that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it, to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places. And people were coming to him from every quarter. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In Martin Franzmann's hymn, "Thy Strong Word," he writes, "Thy strong word bespeaks us righteous." These are powerful words of biblical eternal truth. In our reading today, Jesus healed the sick and cast out demons. The next morning, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also. For that is why I came out." Immediately after that, Jesus healed the man from his leprosy. Between the two healing accounts is the preaching of Jesus, for that is why he came out. The preaching of Christ is not the speaking of mere mortal words. The preaching of Christ does something miraculous and not of this world. It forgives sins. It plants living hope of the resurrection in our ears, in our bodies, in our souls. The preaching of Christ works divine comfort in our anxious and ailing lives. It stirs up and creates saving faith in us. The preaching of Christ shields us from the roaring lion who seeks to devour us and causes him to shriek and flee, yes, at the very word and presence of Christ. Is this really true? Does the preaching of Christ really have this much power? Wouldn't this much power have to come from God himself? Indeed, Jesus is God in the flesh who comes to earth to suffer and die for the sins of the world, to rise from the dead, to give eternal life to all who believe in him. Jesus is God in the flesh, who is preached into our ears for our life and salvation. St. Paul writes these words to the Christians in Rome, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How, then, will people call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent or called? And then comes these powerful words. So, saving faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is how God creates and sustains saving faith in you and me, through the preached word of Christ, the strong word that bespeaks us righteous through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the preached word of Christ, we hear and receive eternal healing of soul and body, rescue from the devil, and everlasting life. Yes, we preach Christ crucified and risen from the dead, where Christ bespeaks you righteous and keeps you as his own dear child now and for all eternity. Amen. Let us pray. God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such a measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.